Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
DPS, Denver Public Schools, biggest school district in the state, going back to class today. So welcome back to all the kiddos hanging out in the carpool lanes and the bus stops today. Have a great school year. I was just reading a story about how DPS provides or makes 100,000 meals each and every day.
Wow.
It's like the biggest restaurant in the state, basically. Can you imagine? Shout out to the lunch ladies.
Right?
And lunch
Seriously,
dudes,
though.
You know, making all those pigs in a blanket today. 100,000 meals each and every day.
My favorite part of school.
Holy cow. Yeah. So shout out to DPS kids going back. Had a pretty eventful weekend. I know we want to get into what Katie did in a little bit because she went out and ate a bunch of peaches this weekend. I left the show on Friday. When did we get out of here, guys? I don't know, 11?
Yeah.
Zipped right on out of here. And there's a car dealership I like going to on my way home from time to time. And I swung in just for the heck of it, just to kind of poke around because I had been toying with getting rid of my little Barbie truck that I got 1 year ago that I absolutely hate.
Hated it.
Mostly because my head kept hitting the ceiling. I couldn't wear a ball cap in this little Barbie truck because my head just thunk, thunk, thunk.
Well, in Colorado roads, they're so bumpy.
Oh, my God. I was just so sick of this
You're
truck.
Concussed.
We didn't help either, honestly.
No. So I rolled into this dealership. And about 2 hours later, I rolled out with a new car.
Oh, you did?
Cool. I'm like, I was telling the sweet you little sales lady that was helping me, I was like, I was not expecting to do this today at all.
Here we are.
But I went in there, and they had basically what I had been looking for, and they met me in all the right places when it came to cost and everything, and I was like, well, why the hell not?
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Finally got the PT Cruiser. That's so exciting.
Been complaining for a year.
I've been looking for the ones with the flames on the side.
Yes.
And
yes. Dude, it was there.
And I was talking to her about that, and she's like, you have no idea how many people come in, and they're just browsing, wandering around, killing time before a meeting. She's like, and then 2 hours later, they walk out with a car. She's like, it happens so often. I was like, I had no idea. But now I just added to that stat. But yeah, I'm back in a bigger truck now.
Good
so
for you.
Life is good.
Also, when you're like, you know, find something you like, you want to, you know, jump on it. Because,
that's the thing. Like, she pulled it around. And because I saw it on their website while I was there because it wasn't on the lot. And I was like, oh, where's this one? She's like, oh, let me go grab it. I'll pull it around. And as soon as she did, I was more or less
the
like,
angels.
Well,
ooh,
crap.
That's
I guess
it.
I'm doing this today. So I did that. So I'm pretty excited about that. And then on Saturday, we had our first experience with cross country. So my son has ended his basketball career, and now he's hot and heavy into cross country here in high school. And it was our first ever, I don't know what they even call
a
meet,
meet
I guess, where they all meet.
Yep.
Meet. And
different kind.
Josh, I don't know if you've ever been to a cross country event, like
have,
in high school and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Wildly different than sitting on the bleachers watching your kid play basketball.
It's nothing like that.
Nothing like it at all. Uh-uh. You stand around all morning, BS with other parents. You're out in the heat. And here's the thing. Like, they map out the course, okay, where the kids are supposed to run. This one was just a quick 2 mile run. So we went and walked it, first of all, so we knew where they were going to be running. And then when they start the race, you're standing there at the starting line, and pow, they fire the gun, and they all take off. Then the parents all run to the other side to watch them run past them. And then they all run to another portion and watch the kids pass them. And then they run to the finish line to watch the kids come to the finish line.
You get your steps in.
The entire damn time, there's parents running everywhere.
It's a spectacle, man. That's all you can explain it as. It's a total spectacle.
Dude,
it's
we
so
had
funny.
No idea.
Yeah,
I was like,
right
I brought
now.
My folding chair. I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to sit here and watch them run around a little bit. Maybe in a track or
Bring
something.
Bring your Hokas. Bring your running shoes.
Dude. Like, luckily I had some running shoes on, but knick-knack and my daughter didn't.
Yeah.
Like, bad day to wear flip-flops. So the entire time we're running all over the place.
Yeah, and how early was your morning, right? It's like a 5 a.m. call,
probably? Oh, yeah, like we were up at 5. We had to be at the track at, like, I don't remember what it was, 6:30 or
early mornings,
like
dude.
So you drive. I will say it's beautiful because it's nice and cool. You get the sunrise, the location. We were up at Thunder Ridge High School. Beautiful location.
Yeah.
That high school's got a view, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that, like, I needed to eat my protein and have a shake because I was going to be running roughly 2 miles.
You're cramping. Oh.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I felt bad for the parents that, like, you know, I don't want to be mean, but they probably haven't run in a long time.
Well, those are the finish line parents.
Yeah. I was watching a few of them like.
Yeah.
Are you lapping them? You're lapping the
parents.
I was
lapping the parents, like running up and back and forth, and they're.
Come on, Jerry.
And the one guy's like, welcome to cross country. Yeah.
But you're right. They have to be the smart parents who just set up shop at the finish line.
You can tell the parents that have done this for a few times. They're like, mm-hmm. We'll see you at the finish.
Exactly.
And they're out there with their like little golf cart. They're going zipping by. But it was a blast. I will say I am a newbie to the world of cross country, but I absolutely love it. I've never seen a more close-knit group of boys and parents already. And they say that about cross country and runners in general, all of them. It becomes an incredibly close community.
Well, yeah, because who runs for fun?
I know,
right?
Exactly.
And I think it's because we all stand around so much that just start talking to everybody and you become best friends forever. So if you got a kiddo exploring some high school sports, highly recommend cross country. And buy yourself some new Nikes because you're going to be running too. All right, some more fun and games right around 9 o'clock today when we play Katie Crush. It's our fun pop culture trivia game. What we got up for grabs with that?
Alamo Draft House tickets.
Oh, yeah, some more Alamo.
And a snack pass.
And some snack passes. All right, so set those reminders on your smart speakers and your phones to call in at 9 o'clock today to play Katie Crush. We've had a funny little side conversation going on here in the studios about Jake Jabs.
That's pretty great, right?
Well, we're all wondering if he actually owns these animals, the tigers and stuff he's had on the TV commercials over the years.
Well, yeah.
I don't think you can own adult tigers. You can own the little
he's Jake
kid ones.
Freaking Jabs.
And it was a different time back in the 90s.
Yeah, but
80s,
doesn't he still
has them?
Well, I know, but like back then when he like made them famous, I don't know if it was as frowned upon to have big tigers in your household.
Is it frowned upon now?
I think it's
awesome.
So I was out in on the Western Slope. I was out at the Peach Fest this weekend, and Jake Jabs is a huge sponsor of the Peach Fest. He has been for years, American Furniture Warehouse out there. But I was talking to somebody who's not from the area, and we got off on the conversation about how if you grew up in Colorado, as a kid, you wanted one of those big stuffed tigers they got if your parents bought a couch from American Furniture, right? If you rolled in there with your parents.
They still do it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I wanted the white tiger, though, not the bengal.
That's
tiger.
The one.
Yeah.
They've got a whole bin of white tigers
they
in there.
They do, and they're, like, massive. And as a child, I know the baby Nana, all she ever wanted. Like, can you go buy a couch from that place so I can have a stuffed tiger? And so we were discussing this with some people in the car who weren't familiar with it, and they were so taken aback by the fact that a furniture guy had real tigers.
It made you want to buy the furniture? No, it still does.
And then
every time I'm in an American Furniture, I'm looking around for the tigers.
They were so offended by the fact that he used real tigers to market his brand. And I was just like,
why?
And then I can't tell you how many times I said this past weekend, well, it was a different time. Like, I said that so often.
Yeah, but why? What's their beef? Those are probably the best, well-cared-for tigers ever.
I know. Well, and at one point, the person got a little, like, they were like, you know those tigers that they were medicated? And I'm like, I don't know.
They're well-trained. So the Google box says that no, Jake Jabs did not personally own the tigers. The big cats used by the founder belong to professional exotic animal trainers and handlers who brought them in for his famous 1990s television commercials.
Yeah, so they
and
weren't
store
his.
Appearances.
Yeah, they just made it seem like they were his. I mean,
they were just well trained.
They
were
very trained.
He walked around like he owned tigers. Like, that's the vibe that Jake Jabb has given since the beginning of time. Like, so I just, like, I can see why people would think he owns them. But, yeah, he just uses them for marketing.
An animal park owner pitched using big cats in his TV ads. And after seeing how much his staff loved a visiting baby tiger cub, Jabs used them to make his spots unforgettable. And they're iconic now. They are.
We're talking about them still.
Again, oh my God.
You think of Jake Jabs, you think of Tigers.
Yes.
You know?
Your friends are dumb.
And futons. No, they were just concerned. That's it. They were just concerned.
What a bunch
fine.
Of dumb
because,
friends.
No. They were not familiar with it. They had no idea.
Yeah, but they immediately went to like the most horrible things.
Well, because
that's what people do now. That is what Gen Zers do.
That's what they do. They get offended. Like
they're probably offended because I just called them dumb.
Yeah, well,
don't be
dumb.
Most
people get offended.
Most people actually get offended.
Dumb, Jeremy.
Like they're really dumb.
Yeah, that's offensive.
Really, really dumb. I know.
I'm sorry. I know.
I know.